USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As Thanksgiving weekend winds down, 30 million Americans are under winter weather advisories as a major storm approaches. Meteorologist Ivan Cabrera says the upper Midwest will be hit hard.
It's further north where we have the precipitation that's going to be falling in the form of snowfall, and it is going to come down heavily, I think, in fact, 12 to 18 inches, certainly likely here across portions of Minnesota and into Wisconsin as well. But notice a sharp cutoff here. So further south, not going to be snow. It's going to be rain and even severe weather potential across the Gulf Coast.
Emergency Management Commissioner Deanne Christobal says things will get messy in New York City.
You're going to see snow beginning tomorrow morning. It's going to turn into rain later in the afternoon. It's going to stay rainy then through Monday, but turning back to snow going into late Monday morning, early Monday afternoon.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Police in southern India have arrested four men accused of raping a woman and smothering her before setting her on fire. The 27-year-old woman died Wednesday, though accounts differ on whether the smothering or the fire killed her. Police said the two truck drivers and their two assistants attacked the woman, who's a veterinarian, as she was changing a flat tire. One man grabbed her scooter while the other three dragged her to an empty lot, and then all four raped her. The men were caught on video, and all four allegedly confessed to the crime. The Islamic State is claiming responsibility for the stabbing attack in central London on Friday that killed two people. Police killed the attacker after bystanders tackled him. Neil Basu is Scotland Yard's counter-terrorism chief.
Inquiries go on, but at this point in time, there is no intelligence to suggest anyone else was involved.
London Bridge was also the scene of another assault in 2017 when three militants drove a van into pedestrians. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I join. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The Secret Service is warning both consumers and businesses that online criminals are on the rise. John Clemens reports.
This year, the retail e-commerce forecast is expected to top $135 billion. According to Secret Service Assistant Special Agent in Charge, Matt Chevro, both consumers and retailers should be aware of the threats out there.
As we do all year long, Secret Service believes it's important to remind consumers to remember the basics of good cyber hygiene and heighten their awareness of the types of cyber threats that are out there. Online cyber criminals will try to take advantage of you during this busy shopping time, no matter if you're the consumer or the business.
Chevrolet reminds us online banking should not be conducted over publicly available Wi-Fi networks. I'm John Clemens.
The field is packed for the Florida Democratic primaries. With more, here's USA's John Hunt.
Democrats in Florida have submitted 18 candidates for the March 17th presidential primary. The crowded field submitted to state election officials ahead of the deadline include the most recent entries, Michael Bloomberg and Deval Patrick. Florida's primary could prove crucial with the state's 219 delegates at stake, but half the country will have already voted by the time Floridians go to the polls, as that falls 2 weeks after the pivotal Super Tuesday bonanza when 14 states and two other jurisdictions hold Democratic primaries. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to USA.